All right, Alex Martin, WW Ranch. How was that with no front fender early on? That must have been really fun.
It was really weird.
Yeah.
I think it's the first time I've ever rode a dirt bike with no front fender.
It is kind of weird, huh?
Yeah, I had half a lap where I was like, oh, how do I turn?
Hey, good job today. You rode really well. All over Mosman for 15 minutes of that second moto. Couldn't make it happen?
Yeah, it's, man, I tried my hardest out there. Yeah. You know, it was brutal. I mean, I think I actually suffered more in the first moto for some reason. Yeah. The second moto.
Because you got a worse start, I don't know.
Yeah, like I was looking at heart rate, I was like actually 5 beats lower average in the second moto, but actually I maxed out like 4 beats higher in the second one. But whatever, okay. It was a brutal tough day. I absolutely love this track.
Yeah.
It was fun. This is maybe one of my favorite tracks on the circuit. I was pretty pumped on it. Like,
don't let John hear that.
Like, I know I didn't win or podium, but I still was pretty pumped on the track. Like, first moto, I think I passed like 11 or 12 dudes, and like it was easy to pass. It was like good passing points. And second moto, kind of maybe didn't pass as quite as many people, but it just felt like a fun racetrack. It was gnarly. It was just felt like a true national. And I couldn't quite get Mosman in second moto. I was just tailing him the whole time, and I kind of was hope I had a few spots where I could maybe make it happen the last couple laps, but then he kind of covered those lines, and then it just kind of left me with nowhere to pass. But overall, honestly, after High Point and the first three nationals, yeah, I think we're going in the right direction now. We got back to Florida this week, and like after Colorado, I was 2 weeks testing in North Carolina, right, and we had changed so much on the bike that at High Point I kind of was just like, I knew we were going in the right direction, but it's like I needed time to moto and just ride it. And that's what I did this week back at Sandbox with Adam and Chase and Ken. And it just
you didn't make any radical changes from your North Carolina stuff this week?
No, yeah, mainly just motoed. Right. Just did motos on it, and I think that helped me a lot. I'm still not getting off the gate as great as I would like, but I think we're definitely going in the right direction, and we're like nailing down what our issues are, and I think it's going to help.
Yeah, this we'll see. Next week. Well, next week's a good track for you, too. But this one, I was talking to your wife, and I just was like, he's going to do good. He's in shape. This is brutally hot, and it's sand track. This is, like, tailor-made for you to do well.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like, I looked at the track Friday, and I was like, dude, this couldn't be any more like Millville yeah, besides the hills.
Right.
You know, and actually, that anthill thing was actually pretty freaking big.
Yeah.
I mean, really, between Southwick, this track, Southwick, Redbud, Millville, there's a lot of good tracks coming up that I've done well at before, and I have good vibes going there. But at this one, I've never been here before. And, like, the first practice, I was literally pinning it on lap two, and I was like, well, I hope I can clear this jump. So there was no advantage coming here at all.
Right.
So that's why it's nice to get a good result. And just moving forward, we're obviously not where we want to be, but we're making steps in the right direction, and I feel that we'll get there.
You're in good shape. We know that. That's one of your strengths. But how was it for you out there? How was the heat? You mentioned your heart rate earlier. There were a lot of guys struggling. You didn't look like one of them, but how was it?
Yeah. in that first moto, there was a lot of guys dropping like flies. Yeah. Like, I passed four or five people, and they were literally just riding around. So, and I don't know, second moto, if it was just because I felt like it was like six of us up front, and then there was a pretty big gap.
Yeah.
So it just seemed like the guys that train were up there, and everyone else that maybe isn't. Well, I mean, obviously Cooper and Ferrandis were in California, and they still did pretty good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. It's hard because we train in Florida, and so we're used to the heat, but you also go deep. You go deep each week, and I think it kind of takes a lot out of your reservoir. So you got to be somewhat careful, like with Chase not doing second moto. So, making progress, happy, and we'll just keep grinding.
Cool. Good work. Thanks, Amar.
Thank you.